Hi, my name's Adam Garzik, and this is in fulfillment for an assignment to record an artist involved with nonprofit work. And with me I have...
I'm Chris Castillo, and I'm primarily a visual artist, and I have had experience working in the nonprofit sector for a decade, and I currently am a teen librarian for the San Antonio Public Library System.
Thank you for joining me, Chris. Now, currently, what nonprofits are you active in?
So currently, I'm active in a nonprofit organization called Spare Parts. The mission of Spare Parts is to advance creative reuse through the arts. What that means is that we promote sustainability, reuse, recycling, upcycling, just being creative with the waste that we produce as consumers and as businesses. And we also work directly with educators and artists who might not have access to all of the resources that they need. That is the current nonprofit that I am working with.
And can you tell me what drew you to them? How you found Spare Parts?
I started interning at a nonprofit arts organization called ArtPace. And that's where I met Mary Cantu, and Mary is the founder of Spare Parts. It was just a genius idea wherein Mary and volunteers and businesses would all come together for a common goal of reducing trash. You know, one of the mottos that the organization uses often is trash is failure of the imagination. And what that means is an organization like Spare Parts connects businesses and individuals that have extra things and connects that with people that need those things, especially educators who might not have the budget or the resources necessary to have art supplies for hundreds of students in their district.
Everybody has their roles and the positions. What is yours and what do you do?
So my role on the board of Spare Parts has changed over time. And initially, my role on the board was as a committee member for the Mini Art Museum. And the Mini Art Museum is a traveling art museum. It features real contemporary artists whose works can be found in collections of museums, contemporary art collections. The Mini Art Museum is a collecting institution. The structure of our board has changed, and now I'm just on the regular board of Spare Parts. There are around 9 of us, and we each bring different things to the table. I've worked in a nonprofit arts organization and made lots of contacts in the artist community here in San Antonio, and am able to be kind of a connector for people and for things to come to fruition. So I think that's kind of my role in the board. But in addition to that, we're also responsible for fundraising and for steering the organization at a higher level. Where do we want to see the organization grow? And who are the city leaders and business people that we need to be in touch with to help sponsor an event or a program? So that's kind of what we focus on, the higher level of the nonprofit organization, the financials, the long-term planning.
And what does that connection of waste and artists actually look like?
So in the past, for many years, Spare Parts did a big materials giveaway. This would be done at different locations, but mostly at Wonderland of the Americas Mall, where we would take over usually like 2 storefronts, and we would have a big donation drive. We would have a list of acceptable donatable materials, and we would also have contacts at businesses, and they could give us extra things that they wouldn't know what to do with. Like, I had at one point in my car something like 30,000 VHS cases. It's things like that. When a business wants to get rid of things and they don't necessarily want to throw it away because somebody could do something with this, you know, art can be made out of anything. And that's another important takeaway and motto, is that art can be made out of anything. Other things that we do is professional development for teachers through educating them on ways that they can reuse materials in their classroom. We also get contracted through school districts to provide art class when the school district doesn't already have art teachers there.
Back at the library, you are the teen librarian. And as being a product of lots of volunteering, how do you get all your volunteers?
That is a great question. So I am fortunate to be in a position where I don't have to actively recruit volunteers. They are spreading through word of mouth. They love being able to help libraries in whatever capacity that they can. But that's not always the case. I think there are people out there in the world that are interested in the things that you are interested in. You just have to find them. I guess it's easier said than done, right? But there are websites where you can find volunteers. Social media is a great place to find volunteers. All of the above.
Well, Chris, I think you answered all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much again for having me. It was my pleasure and my honor, Adam.